Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Stefan Bernstein, CEO of Green Rock Mining, GROC's ticker there. Stefan, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, hi Justin.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of bits of things we need to talk about. News out on the MOU signed, raising money. And before we start, I think, congratulations. We'll talk a bit more about this, but you've received an award at the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada. And we'll talk about that in a bit and exactly for people who don't know what that's about and how busy it gets there, how big it is, how significant it is. We'll talk about that in a bit. But before we start, Stefan, for people maybe not familiar with Green Rock, just explain what you're about, please.
Yeah, so Green Rock Mining is a company developing critical raw materials projects in Greenland. Critical raw materials are raw materials that are important commodities for the green transition. And the most important of our projects, the one that we are putting most emphasis on and focusing to get towards production, is the Amitsoq graphite deposit in southern Greenland. And the reason why graphite is so important is it is the one component that makes up the major proportion of electric vehicle batteries.
And okay, so let's talk about the news, if you could. So your MOU signed with LNS. Give us some background to that. What does it mean?
Yeah, so LNS is a really well-reputed contracting company running, well, first of all, they are doing a lot of infrastructure projects in Norway, but also elsewhere in the Faroe Islands. They've done a metro in Hong Kong. They're really experts in underground construction and also bigger construction infrastructure projects. And they've been running a series of mines in Norway, the Skarland graphite mine, really. So we are now entering discussions with them. So the MOU is like the first step towards getting towards agreements where they can help us out technically at Amitsoq. Yeah. I would also say that it really adds a lot of what should we say, credit to our project that such a well-reputed company is now talking directly to us.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to ask you there, what are the benefits of Green Rock there? But you sort of explained that. But anything else you can see?
Well, yes. I mean, with this, the agreement really, it can provide us access to the best practice and state-of-the-art techniques with regard to developing construction at Amitsoq. That's utterly important because, I mean, we're just a small company. We obviously at some point need to partner with a company that has the expertise because it will take quite a while to develop that in-house. And also what's really attractive is that LNS has been running the lowest cost underground iron ore mine operation anywhere in the world, in Norway. So they are really an efficient company. And another interesting aspect is that they're located in Norway and the MOU is quite broad. So there is also options for bringing in capital to finance part of the work programs going forward at Amitsoq.
Yeah. Well, talking about capital, they've raised £550,000. What will that be used for? What work will you carry out with that money then, Stefan?
Right. So that's really securing further progress at Amitsoq. We will doing more work towards the social and environmental impact assessments. We took out a 700 kilogram bulk sample last year from underground. It's presently in Germany. It's going to be processed now, so we have a serious size sample of the concentrate. Mm-hmm. We'll then use that to test industrial scale spheronization. What we've done before, we know we can spheronize this, but that's been lab scale. Now we're going to go a step up and use real equipment that could be eventually running production with. And then we'll also do some electrochemical tests of the spheronization of the graphite. That's important. It's a little bit of shop talk here maybe, but spheronized graphite is the component that is used for making anodes in electric car batteries. So it's really important. It's not just you just don't throw the graphite into the battery. It has to be processed in a certain way to make the material that's needed by the battery manufacturers.
Yeah, absolutely. And people following your social media will know you've been awarded something at the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada conference there. Just explain what this conference is first, if you could, Stefan, and then explain the award.
Yeah, so PDAC, Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, that annual convention is the biggest gathering of mining and investment people on Earth. So it's held every year here in March. I don't know exact number, but I think it's about between 25 and 30,000 attendees. It's just a great place to connect and make new connections, of course. Every year there's also a Greenland Day where Greenland, the government, presents business in Greenland towards the mineral industry. There's service providers, contractors, and also a lot of the companies that are currently active in Greenland in terms of mining exploration are presenting. And every year there's an award being given to the company that's been conducting a significant program and also conducting with the best practice in the industry. And this year, the award, the 23 award, was given to Green Rock Mining, which was a really great pleasure to receive, of course. So that was a fantastic moment last night.
Yeah, I suppose it goes to show, you know, how well you're working with the government there in Greenland, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of support for the minerals industry in Greenland.
Yeah. And generally, what's sentiment like there? Because I mean, it's very telling. Of course, we've had some sort of macro headwinds over the last sort of year or so, and a lot of small companies and mining companies find it very hard. But what's sentiment like at the conference this year, then, Stefan?
Yeah. So it's interesting because it is a tough market, of course. But in general, commodity prices are actually quite high. And what's new to me, at least, now, of course, there's been COVID closure for, so it is some time since I last was a PDAC, but there's definitely a lot more. I mean, it used to be gold being the main thing. You know, gold is 50% of the world's expenditure into exploration goes towards gold, crazy enough. But this year, there was a lot of emphasis on critical raw materials, particularly battery materials. Again, lithium steals the picture, but I'm sure that next year we'll see a lot of interest for graphite.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting seeing that the interest sway towards battery metals now, because, of course, there's a huge demand needed, isn't there, and supply needed for that.
Absolutely. You know, about 10 years ago, you couldn't see a single booth with lithium. Yeah. And now I don't know. There's tens of projects on lithium.
Yeah, interesting.
And another interesting thing is that this year I've seen several car manufacturers that are attending the shows here. So that's something new.
Yeah. That is, No, it's good to see what's happening there, the base level there. Excellent stuff. Well, Stefan, if you could then, for people listening who like the sound of what's happening here but are not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Green Rock to their watch list, please.
Okay, yeah. So we are steadily progressing our world-class graphite deposit towards production. Number two is that with LNS, we're now started to be recognized by major industry players. And thirdly, with the Greenlandic PDAC award of 2023, we feel that we have now recognition and full support by the Greenland government.
Excellent stuff. Stefan, good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on. So hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. Have a good day.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.